You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The outliers matter, don't they? Take the Supreme Court for example. When the political issues come up, public interest issues come up, the question that the judiciary and lawyers often ask is, what is the percentage of the so-called political cases that, you know, you tend to use as the measure or to measure whether the Supreme Court deserves the offensive, unanimous FC tag, etc.? But we forget that that is exactly what needs addressing. The one small bad nut spoils the entire, you know, handful of nuts that you put in your mouth. Is that not it?
It is, and that's where I was going. Where I was going was that the problems come from the lower courts, and the problems arise out of a lack of transparency on how the lower courts operate, and the fact that the workload is such that sometimes the judges themselves, you know, skimp over so many things. So I was going to say, we should put more resources at the lower courts in terms of more justices, and I agree with more ADR and co. You know, when we create that heavy duty capability at the lower courts, I believe these things will go down, especially if there's more transparency also in terms of the justice administration. All right. So I agree with what the Chief Justice is doing. What I want is for it to trickle down quickly, okay, so that there will be more capability at the lower court, more transparency at the lower court. I mean, I have been able to go to court, and the judge has heard me and vacated her ruling.
Right.
All right. Now, somebody would think it's influence. It's not influence. It's when you make good, you know, arguments, it's possible.
Yeah,
it's
we have all encountered those in the courts before.
So,
yeah.
When people talk about judges are human.
All right. So she says that she is going to invest in technology to enhance the efficiency of court processes and administration. She intends to expand electronically access library services with support from technology and innovation teams. If you go to the Supreme Court area, I think this day they've been trying to cut some of the records away. You will see them sitting there, the whole place. We don't know how to archive them properly. She says she intends to train faculty members for online training delivery to enhance learning accessibility, establish a modern archive center for storing and digitizing court records to ensure easy retrievals. She aims for a paperless court registries to facilitate e-justice initiatives and virtual trials, Well, what I don't like about virtual trials is that I was out of the country during the vacation, and because I am not in the jurisdiction, I can't join the virtual virtual court. The virtual court is that you must be in Ghana still. So I traveled, but I wanted to deal with the case from wherever I was, and I was not allowed. Establish centrally managed transcription rooms for early processing of court proceedings to improve efficiency and cost. Develop manuals to increase transparency and due process in court proceedings. Well, that 12 of them have been done so far. Provide paralegal learning material for judicial staff and professionals to enhance understanding of legal processes. Offer online training programs with structured pre-delivered materials and post-trained exercises to ensure effective learning, among others. Haruna is still with us. Give us a minute of your appreciation of this, and then we'll move on to the next issue. Yes, Kofi.
All these things are good, but please, she should only focus on a few and do them well. One crucial one will be transcription in court, court transcription. That alone, if she achieves that, so that we stop having to speak at the pace of people who are typing, that thing does violence to your...
You know, the court complex system was actually built for an automatic transcription.
Yes.
Because I can, as we are talking here, I can use my phone and automatically record and transcribe what I'm saying. Why can't my court not do so?
So I'm saying here, please, Chief Justice, focus just on that. You will do massive, you know, good to the whole system.
All right.
That alone stop, and then we can do with the rest too.
Thank you. Right. Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, what will you say briefly about this?
Okay, Samson, thank you very much. First, I would have to commend the Chief Justice for this particular great initiative to ensure that trust is built within the justice system. Though I'm not a lawyer, I've seen that the content and discussion around this particular matter would have been very perfect if I was a lawyer. However, justice is something that is going to strengthen the democratic process in Ghana, and all manner of processes in terms of digitalization and all the processes that the Chief Justice has to install within the justice system to ensure that there is trust, there is justice, and there is fairness in terms of delivery of justice. I believe that I am completely in support of such processes.
Great. And she started piloting the shift system also. I believe in those who say there should be rules of court or small legislation, like Professor Azan is saying, that gives timelines to everything. We did the Supreme Court presidential election petition where the rule said the trial should be expeditious. It took us 8 long months to do that, expeditious. In Kenya, they do it for 14 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we changed the law and we put a regimented schedule that said 42, 45 days. Yeah. And we did it under a similar thing. That will also help. Thank you very much. We'll go to the next issue. Yes, Roxanne.
Yes. Two quick points. My brother misunderstood me. My point is that where you have a circuit court judge who is supposed to preside at a court mandatorily, from 8:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., Monday to Friday, and at the same time serving as the registrar of the Supreme Court, there's no way that her work as a judge will not be affected. Mm. That is the point I'm making.
Yeah, but so I'm saying there will be staff she can deputize.
No, at all.
Okay.
So she's not being evaluated as a judge,
okay,
but as a registrar. And she's
so let's get to learn from the judiciary how she's evaluated. Before we are conclusive that she's not evaluated as...
In evaluating a circuit court judge for purposes of promotion to the High Court, they write exams, they attend interview, you submit report on cases you have done.
All right.
How is she able to do that?
Okay.
So I'm saying that that approach,
that
arrangement is wrong.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, as you know, the NDC has been raising some red flags about some missing BVDs or biometric machines. We will find out if indeed that is what is happening, the Electoral Commission appears to say only some 5 laptops have gone missing. But the NDC insists that they are not mere laptops. They are biometric, as it were, devices that, once stolen, could be potentially
at the headquarters of the Electoral Commission. And I must say, it is very disappointing, the attitude of the MPP towards this theft. Why? Because if we can have the headquarters of the Electoral Commission of Ghana under CCTV surveillance, and there's significant components of biometric verification registration kits are stolen, and listen to me carefully, the EC did not voluntarily supply the information. It was the NDC's intelligence that picked up the theft case and questioned the EC in Parliament. The question is, but for the NDC's intelligence picking this up, when would the EC have informed the political parties? And so when the agenda included this briefing on the biometric devices, we decided that we will put forward the pertinent questions which we read all to them. I would say over 97% of the questions were not answered.
Dr. Sribo Kweku is right here in the studio. Thank you so very much for making time to join us, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes. Why? If your devices are lost and somebody knows about the fact that they have gone lost and is talking about them, there should be nothing wrong about that, right?
I think it depends on what you are talking about and the authenticity of the information you are putting across.
Okay, help us understand what is happening.
By the way, my greetings to your viewers. The issue is that we have two types of machines that we are referring to. We have the BVR and we have the BVD. So when the NDC was saying that we have lost about 7 of the BVRs, we thought that they were talking of the BVD. We thought that they were talking of the BVRs, and they made a mistake and talked about the BVDs. Because we knew that we have lost 5 of the BVRs, not the kits per se, but the laptops.
Okay.
So we came out and corrected the impression that yes, it is true that we have lost 5 laptops in the BVRs, but not the BVDs.
Mm.
So that was the issue that we wanted to correct.
What do you use the BVRs for in the elections?
BVRs. The name BVR means stand for Biometric Voter Registration Kits. So they are basically for registration. And it is a kit which is made up of different items. We have the laptop in it. We have the fingerprint scanner in it. We have the camera. We have the printer and the supporting tools for it. So
For registration.
So out of these components, 5 of them were picked from the kits. So we are saying that they are the BVR laptops, not the kits, and not the BVDs. And something I wish that, looking at the time, we'll have enough time for me to do education. I'm here to educate Kenya, to appreciate what
that's what we have just started to do.
No, just so if you have enough time.
Mm.
Okay, so
that's yes. So what is the potential danger going into December that 5 of the BVRs, as in the laptops, have gone missing? Any danger?
So see, when you pick the laptop, it's like a laptop. Unless all the systems are put together, before they become a kit. And when they are a kit, you need to be given activation code before you can link them to the system. And the one who is going to do the voting also have to be biometrically be empowered into the system before it could be used. So if you take the whole BVR, they have no effect because they don't have the activation code. And whoever is going to use it will not have access to link into the data system. So it's like this.
So that's a presumption that whoever takes it does not have access to the activation code to be able to access the system.
First, the laptop should be in the kit.
Mm-hmm.
And the kit, so that it will link, because when immediately you put, if they are in the system and you activate them, the laptop will be telling you that it has identified the camera, mm-hmm. it has identified the printer, it has identified the camera, the all the equipment that they are supposed to be.
Scanner, exactly. Okay.
So if you take the laptop, what it means is that particular kit cannot be used because there will be no linking. But if you hold it as a laptop, it is a laptop.
Mm.
So this laptop can be programmed, can be fit in, and it can do the same work.
But there will be useful information on it, right?
No. You see, after every registration, we do what we call end of life. In the course of doing, we will be transferring the data.
But into a setting data center.
Exactly. Mm. But we want to be sure that the system has transferred every data on it. That's what we do the end of life. So you link it up, then the system will check whether all the data in it have been
transferred.
And as it does so, it does the automatic deletion by itself.
Mm.
So once you do the end of life, every data on the system is off.
Okay. So you have not had the opportunity to use these five to complement the kits to be able to do the end of life.
No, we have done, we have finished.
You have done that.
We have finished. We did the last time we used the kits, some of the kits, because we have 8,500
mm-hmm.
and we used around 1,000 for the 2023. So there's 7,000, the rest were not used. Right? So if I stand here, I will not be able to tell whether.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The five were part of the one that was used for 2023.
So there's no cause for concern at all?
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
At all. The cause we have is that Ghana has lost laptops.
Mm.
And it's a cost in terms of financial cost to the state. And that is why whenever we lose such things, we report to the police. You know, our place is, Joseph Skitty is under national security, complemented by the police.
That's right.
So immediately we identify that, we inform the police. And what we also want to put across is that we have routine maintenance system that we go through. And now that we are going to do the registration, we are working on the kits, preparing them for the BVTs within these processes that we identify that the kit is there, but if one you open, 500 is there. And immediately we ourselves suspected some of our own staff, reported them to National Security, and National Security took them up now with the police. And as I speak, I know they have done it, and very soon they'll be arraigned before the court.
Okay. So you actually detected it by yourself?
Exactly.
And then you made a complaint to the police?
No, National Security.
National Security.
Correct.
And now
where we are doing the servicing.
Right.
National Security is there, Ghana Police Service is there.
Right.
But we are under the director and the National Security, so we inform them. Then with the collaboration of the police, they pick those people and they are doing the next investigation.
Great. Roxanne, on the back of this, this was such a false alarm that we are heading to compromise elections because some biometric BVRs are missing.
It's not a false alarm. The commission itself sent memos to their regional heads to account for machines that they were statutorily required to retire after the DLE process. Now, the regions have not been able to do so.
Mm.
Doctor says
that memo is dated the 10th of April, 2024.
Yes.
Submission of challenges in respect of the voters register used for the 2023 DLE. And this is from Deputy Chairman Operations to Regional Directors. And it's copied to Chairperson, Deputy Chairperson, Corporate Services, and they're asking all of them at a certain time to submit the challenges that they face in respect of.
No, that is different.
He's talking about the BVTs.
Okay. Right.
Now,
there's another letter. I'll look for it.
There's another memo. I think it was a February memo.
Okay. February. Go ahead.
Now, doctor says that because the laptops have been taken out of the kids' box, so to speak.
Please, let's differentiate the two.
Yeah.
I was referring to BVR kits.
BVR kits.
But the memo you're talking about the BVDs.
Right.
But if you want me to explain that one too.
Okay.
And do this.
Yes, the BVDs. Why did you ask your...
So what is happening that the BVDs are for their, like...
phone like this, tablet, yeah.
So the BVR is a laptop. But this time we are talking of the BVD, biometric verification device, that is used in the course of voting for you to be identified.
Mm.
So there are two different issues. Now, we have 74,000 plus. So we sent them to the fund. The commission has robust tracking system.
Mm-hmm.
So when they brought them, that our procurement inventory department, where we used to call them stores, they identified that these ones have not been brought. I think they're about 28 or so. So the deputy chair wrote to them that by the checks and what they brought, these ones have not been brought. Now, they decided responding. If you take Nanton, for instance, what happened was that, as you speak, there was an issue, so that election has not been heard. So the 7 BD that were sent to that little area are with the police in the northern region. So this response will come.
Mm.
So those who have issues with them. Sitting here, what I can say on authority is that we lost one BVD in North Tong. And what happened was that they normally package that is in the barrel boxes. You put your systems and you seal. In the course of transporting, you go there, they couldn't trace the barrel box. So we report to the police. And as of now, we haven't seen that.
So there's only one
that is what we
BVD lost.
That North Town.
Okay.
Then lost has different definitions.
Okay.
Then in Takwa, five of the BVDs were destroyed. In the course of collision, the electorate had five police stations. So they were like you were sitting here with the police and the rest. The people stormed there, everybody ran for his life. They took machines and destroyed, including the barrel boxes, the skins and the rest. So this one were vandalized.
Mm.
But this one, they took it, so it was not destroyed, but they took it.
In both situations, BVDs and BVRs.
No.
In both situations, mm-hmm. there's no cause for alarm.
At all. So with respect to the BVD, it is like the phone that I'm holding.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are ready for an exercise, then we capture general election, and we do it constituency based. So we transfer the constituency voters onto an SD card.
Like what is happening in Ajusu today, you will not be using that.
Exactly.
Using their own.
Exactly. So we just insert the SD cards onto the BVD.
Mm.
Then we will send them through the region to the district.
Okay.
The district to the polling stations. Then the IT people will give them activation code at the dawn of the election. So it is one day activate that the system become active for usage.
Okay.
So till they are activated, it has nothing to do. And when they are activated, it is only used by capturing the QR codes. So as we speak, we have no generated register for 2024. Therefore, we don't have QR code for 2024 registers. Therefore, if you are holding it, you cannot use it. Again, you will not have the code, because activation code, I have never held it before, because I don't use it. It is those who are going to use it, who are giving the activation code to use.
Mm.
So if you hold the...
So there's a potential of a breach. You don't rule out.
Not at all. Because if it is going to be a breach, then it is the IT people who generate the code, who would give the code to the one who has whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Number coming. So when they do that, what will be the usage?
Okay.
Because you need to have a register. I mean, hard copy register before you can use it. So what it means is that you have the same polling station, you have the one given to you illegally, and now have maybe the legitimate one. So when we do the verification, you assuming that you are going to be given by.
Right.
So what if you do, that's what it means. You need the activation code. You need to be given a hard copy of the register. You need to be given ballot papers before you can use it to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it is possible.
Okay. Okay.
That is like
we don't have time, but now, very quick one. Your officers who were involved in the BVRs that have gone missing, why did you hand them to security and to police?
No. It's like over here. If somebody steals, what do?
You consider it to be stealing?
Yes. So that's why we said that we have lost this and these are the suspects. So investigate and let them go through the legal regime, whatever has to be done, should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been interdicted. They are now going through the security investigation. So the police, I'm told that they will be arraigned before court soon.
They'll be arraigned before court.
Yes, because it's been treated as a criminal case.
Mm.
If they are found guilty, the law should deal with them.
Okay. So, at a point I was thinking, but they are working. And at the workplace, things can happen. People lose things. So why would you want to treat them that way? But if that's the way you want to treat them.
Yes, we suspect that they are involved.
Okay.
So the investigation would establish whether we have prima facie case or whatever.
That's right.
So that the court will handle that. So we will not come in because you're talking about state property.
The most important thing here and takeaway for me at this juncture is that regardless of the BVDs that were vandalized and the one that is missing, regardless of the BVRs that have also gone missing and people are being dealt with as a matter of theft, there will be no implication whatsoever, negative, for the 2024 elections in December. Dr. Omane Buama is Director of Elections of the NDC. He joins us here right now. Why have you put us into panic?
Thank you very much, Samson, for indulging me. I had to move right from my funeral right to this place, because I heard Dr. Srewo Kweku trying to explain, and if listeners do not really know the background to this, they are likely to be swayed. I want you to ask Dr. Srewo Kweku right now, when did the theft take place at the EC headquarters?
Why does that matter?
It matters. When?
Okay. When did this happen?
So like I said, we are preparing the BV.
This is a simple question.
Oh, yes. So when we started, I think I started it.
Yes, you are doing end of life.
No. When we started during preparing them for the registration. Mm-hmm. It is in the course of that, when you open the library, that five of them were not there.
Okay.
When? Oh, we started about a month ago.
So it was just a month ago?
Yes, about a month ago. Immediately we detected it. We knew who are those who are supposed to be handled. They've handed them over to the National Security.
Okay. When were the people arrested?
Immediately we gave the information to the National Security. They picked them up. So you can check from them. They picked them up.
No. So they were arrested because you should know. So they were arrested about a month ago.
Yes. I think.
Very good. Please, I'll call for this recording. Because as we investigate this matter, we will get to know when the theft I took.
Let's hear your contrary knowledge. What is it?
I do. It is more than a month ago. The second...
Now, which one? Is it the detention or the reporting of people to the
theft? The theft.
It's more than a month ago. Yes. When?
More than a month ago. Way more than a month ago. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, has the EC review the CCTV footage? No. I mean, if
you said the time they got missing or got stolen was important.
Yes.
So I want to know what's the impact of the time. If they got missing more than a month ago, what changes?
Very good. I want to use that to let you know that, but for our intel, this matter will not have been out there. That is one. Two,
would not have been reported or would not have been out there.
Would not have been out there. Two, the EC has not demonstrated enough commitment towards ensuring that key stakeholders know the fullest extent of this. And this is why we will not trust the Electoral Commission of Ghana when they decide to give assurances based on nothing, that everything is intact. We shouldn't worry. Because what we are discussing today is demand-driven. But for our MPs in Parliament, putting a question to the EC in Parliament, the EC was never going to inform either Parliament or the political parties that this occurrence had taken place. I then move on to...
They deemed it inconsequential. Why should they be announcing to the world about this?
Since that's
we report to the police.
They deemed
we don't come and inform the political party.
I know. Yeah. And that's why I'm very happy that you're giving me the opportunity. They deemed it inconsequential that not mere laptops. And you see, the EC's attempt, and I'll say it bluntly, to lie to the good people of Ghana that even no BVDs were missing itself was also disingenuous. When in actual fact, at IPAC, it became obvious that even some BVDs are also missing. It tells us that so long as they can use BVR